Take one man with a talent for trouble. Add the orange flash of gunfire and hunted footsteps echoing in the night. That's it. Inside Story, taken from the files of John Steele, adventurer.
Hello, friends. This is John Steele, and this is the meeting place for those of you who like to give your nerves a little exercise. You know, you meet all kinds of people in this world. Some are nice, easygoing folk for whom nothing out of the ordinary ever happens. Then there are people who have an affinity for excitement. No matter where they go or what they do, things are always going on around them. Jim Hannigan was that kind. I first met Jim when I was on the police force, and he was a reporter for one of the big city papers. And sure enough, every big case that came along, he was right smack in the middle of it. But suppose we let him tell you about one particular case, one that he was a lot closer to than I was. Jim?
The first day I joined the paper, I was called into the old man's office. All the guys out in the city room said he was tough, said he had ink in his veins instead of blood. He was tough, all right, and shrewd and calculating and knowing, too. But he told me some things that day I've never forgotten. He said, Hannigan, I don't want any milksops on my paper, and I don't want any fancy Dans either. He said, I want circulation, and you don't get circulation by writing great literature or by having a heart. Smell out the story, write it in one-syllable words, and if anyone gets hurt by it, that's their lookout, not yours. I remembered, and he was right. Covered a lot of good stories, worked my way up the hard way. There was a lot of people who didn't understand, like Laurie, but I didn't let that stop me. I was coming in the office one morning late. I'd wound up the Scarlatti story the day before and been out doing a little relaxing.
Hey, what
do you say? Good to see you. Thanks. Oh, good morning, Laurie.
You trying to be funny?
What? Oh, you too, huh?
Well, after all, it is all...
Yeah, I know. Can't a guy relax once in a while?
Aspirin in your top left-hand drawer.
Thanks. Any calls?
Burgess Call wants to meet you for lunch.
Oh, no, I can't go through.
I made the appointment for tomorrow.
Thanks. Anything on...
Mr. Taylor has the contracts ready.
Good.
And the old man wants to see you.
Great.
He sounded mad.
Oh, my head.
Go on in the office. I'll bring you some water.
Yeah.
Here's your hemlock, Socrates.
Thanks. Oh, that ought to help.
Big night, huh?
Big hit.
Where'd you go?
I don't remember after 10 or 11.
Date?
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty?
How do I know? Can't even remember what...
It's nothing.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing at all.
Well, then,
but just for the record, Mr. Big, you and I had a small appointment last night.
We did?
We did. Yes, we did. And I gave up another chance to see Guys and Dolls.
Well, now, don't let that worry.
Doesn't even say sorry.
Well, I'll take you to see Guys and Dolls.
You've only been saying that for a year now.
I mean it.
When?
Well, Saturday night. Saturday night, huh?
I'll believe it when I see
sure,
it.
Sure, call my ticket agent.
Oh, that's great. Now I have to get the ticket.
Well, it's just that I'm...
Okay, some date.
See, that did it. Come on, honey, let's kiss and make up.
Don't you dare.
Baby.
Panic. Hannigan.
That's better. Now I got to see the old...
What?
I said I got to see
you
the old...
You beast.
Baby.
Oh, why do I let you do it?
Well, you know me. Business first.
Yes, I know you.
Wouldn't want me to lose my job, would you?
Oh, no. That's the last thing I'd want to happen.
See? Now, let's get down to work.
Character. Almost forgot.
Huh?
There's been a Mr. DeRubo waiting to see you since 9 o'clock.
DeRubo?
Said he knew you in school.
Yeah?
He's not my idea of a Yale man. I can stall him if you want to see the old man first.
No, better get it over with.
What?
I said bring him in.
Okay. The old man's going to be sore.
DeRubo.
This is Mr.
That'll be all, Miss Jones.
Yes, Mr. Hannigan.
What can I do for you, DeRubo?
smart boy.
I try to be.
A little bit too smart.
What's that supposed to mean?
What you did to my boy Scarlatti?
He was a jerk.
Maybe. Maybe so.
You knew he was.
He had a lot to learn, but he was a good boy.
Depends on where you're sitting.
I can't learn nothing for 15 years. We don't like that.
Business risk.
Well, good boys is hard to find.
I got my own troubles.
We don't like it to happen again.
Tell your boys to be more careful.
I like you, Hannigan.
Thanks.
I don't want to see you get sick or nothing.
I see.
You start playing around with City Hall.
Now look, DeRubo, this is strictly business with me. I'm not cleaning up the city or riding any white horses. You got your racket, I got mine. If it's a story, I'm going to print it. That's all.
That's why I like
you. Just tell your mart to smarten up and there won't be any trouble. But when they're jerks like Scarlatti, I'll get them every time.
Well, everybody makes mistakes.
And that's when I catch them.
I don't like that.
That's too bad.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Hannigan, but there's an old man outside who wants to see you right away. Says it's important.
Who is it?
Didn't give me his name.
Tell him I'll see him in a minute.
Whatever you say.
Anything else, DeRubo?
Oh, sure. I got plenty to say.
I'm busy.
I can wait.
Now, look.
Go on out and see the old man. I wait here.
You said your piece, now beat it.
Go on. I like your company, Hannigan. I wait here.
Okay. But I'm leaving the door open.
Smart boy.
Where is he, Laurie?
Out in the hall, boss.
Cut that. Why didn't you bring him in?
He wanted to wait out there.
Okay, okay. Keep your eye on that creep.
Of course.
You wanted to see me?
Well, I don't know what it's all about.
What do you mean?
The robot told me to...
What the... Stop him! Stop him! You heard... Dead.
Are you all right, Jim?
Yeah, I'm okay.
The man.
Dead.
What happened?
I don't know. Somebody shot him.
Who?
Didn't see him. Just shot him and ran.
Where'd you get the gun?
Picked it up. Pulled the trigger. It was empty.
I'll call the police.
Something happened, Hannigan?
You ought to know.
Oh, it looks bad.
What do you mean?
Well, nobody out in the hall. We hear a couple of shots. Come out and find a dead guy.
No, you don't.
And you got the gun in your hand.
You don't pin this on me.
Not so loud, Hannigan.
Just before he got it, he said your name.
Can you prove that? See?
I don't care how it looks.
So what'd you say? They make one mistake, and that's when I get her. Every time.
You dirty...
Looks bad, Hannigan. You better clear out for a while.
Nobody...
Lay low till it blows over. Go on before the cops come.
Maybe I will.
Go on. Get going.
I'll see you again, DeRubo. Yeah, I'll see you again. I'd been framed and framed good. I got out fast. I knew it looked bad, but I had to take that chance. I got out on the street and headed for the nearest movie. I'd be safe there for a while, and I could do some uninterrupted thinking. Myself, I don't like the movies, but you ever sit through one three times? Brother. About 9 o'clock that night, I went down to the lobby and called Laurie. I gave her the names of the three most influential people I knew in town, asked her to call them, and then meet me in the theater. Then I went back to the last row in the balcony to wait. In about a half hour, I saw her struggling up the aisle.
You couldn't be that Horton.
I couldn't I?
Well, yes, I suppose you could.
Sorry, I forgot my alpine stock.
Thanks for coming, Laurie.
How long you been here?
Since noon.
Aren't you dizzy? I brought a couple of sandwiches.
Oh, I meant to tell you.
You could at least say thanks.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I had a fig newt in about five. They're great for a hangover.
Eat these. You'll feel better.
Yeah.
Where you were last night?
Oh, there.
Yes, that. Words fail me, you despicable.
What's the movie?
Is that important?
No, I guess not.
I've seen it before anyway.
But you have to slander our good name in front of all the neighbors.
Really, you can be most unfeeling.
Unfeeling?
She's awfully attractive.
Who?
The girl in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Did you
of course.
Ever think of that?
Didn't do that.
I didn't think you did.
Oh, you did you?
And it's as close as you could come to guys and dolls.
I wasn't in a position to be choosy.
I think the least you can do... Oh, sorry.
I'm going to have another baby.
Oh, I say, Jen, old girl.
Yes, it's true.
Feel better?
Much.
Why'd you come here?
Well, I couldn't go home. First, I was going to go to your place, but then I figured that'd be the second place they'd look.
What's it feel like to be the hottest man in New York?
It's no fun.
All the crazy things to do.
What?
Run away. Why?
I'll tell you later.
Every paper in the city has a story, pictures and everything.
Me?
Full page. I couldn't forget you if I wanted to.
That's bad.
Why?
Cuts down on my time. A few days and every jerk with a nickel for a paper will know me by heart.
Will you two shut up?
Ah, blow.
Sorry.
Why doesn't he go someplace else if he wants to see a movie?
Bright remark of the week.
Did you call Jenkins?
Yes.
What'd he say?
Sorry, can't help.
What's a district attorney for?
He said there was nothing he could do, and even if there were, he wouldn't do it.
Some friend.
Well, you weren't exactly kind to him during the gambling investigation.
That's business.
I guess he figures so's this.
Yeah. What'd the old man say? Well, what'd he say?
He said it'd make a better story if you got out of it by yourself.
That's great. How about McCarthy?
Same thing.
What do you mean?
He said it was about time you had some heat on the back of your neck. Well, Mad Dog.
What's this Mad Dog business?
That's what they're calling you in the papers. Mad Dog murderer is still at large.
Laurie.
Will you two shut up or do I have to call the manager?
Sorry.
Laurie, you don't think I did it?
No. You're a rat, Hannigan, but not that much of one.
Oh, that's better.
What do we do now?
Gotta do it alone, that's all.
Okay, where do we start?
Well, let's see, I got the gun, but that's no help.
No.
The old man, no. The only thing I remember about him was he had a wart in his left eyebrow.
That eliminates all the right eyebrow warts.
Now, if I wanted a hard-up old man to knock off, where would I go?
City Hall.
The Bowery. Yep, that's it. The cops find anything on him?
Just his name, Cyrus P. Smith.
Yeah, it had to be Smith. Couldn't be Krinkowski or something like that.
Come on, Gloria. If we're ever going to see the picture, we better change the...
Stay there, buddy. Stay there. We're leaving.
Let's go, Laurie. Got lots to do.
Tired?
Oh, no. I've been in training.
I'm sorry it's taking so long.
That's all right. Nothing like walking in the Bowery to keep a girl in shape.
You gotta be careful. Can't tell the cops from the hoods down here.
It's all right.
You know, you're quite a girl, Jonesy.
Just about run out of joints, haven't we?
Oh, I mean it.
I think we've talked every bum on the street.
I know you don't want to, but I'm going to talk about it.
It's hardly the setting.
Well, I kind of like it.
Character.
What do you want, Laurie? Do you ever think about it?
Oh, never. I just go home, climb into bed, and fall right off to sleep.
Come on, be serious.
Why?
Because I am.
All right. I know what I don't want.
What?
I want to be able to sleep at night. I don't want to have to worry about my guy, where he is, what he's doing. What mobster he's playing hide-and-seek with tonight.
Oh, I see.
I want to go to bed and have him next to me and know he's going to be there every night for the rest of my life. And if he isn't a big shot, well, what's the difference? As long as he likes my coffee.
The guy's got to do what he likes.
Some guy.
This guy.
So why did we start talking?
I don't know, Laurie.
Jim.
Huh? What?
Don't look now, but that crumb behind us has been following us for 2 blocks.
Where?
Don't look.
Just keep walking.
Uh-huh.
Act like nothing's happened. We can make it to that alley. Still there?
I don't know.
Pick up your bag. When you pick it up, sneak a look. Still there?
Yes, he's gaining on it.
Walk a little bit faster. Not obvious. All right, come on. Up this alley. Run. Quick. Hide in this doorway.
That's what I mean.
Shh.
Running.
Might be a cop.
Oh.
What do you want?
Well, up a blind alley, didn't you?
What do you want?
Thought you'd run away from me, didn't you? I know every hole in this street. Everyone else.
All right, you're a smart guy. Now, what do you want?
Don't make me mad. Could have almost anything.
Jim.
Get away from her.
There goes my match.
Don't light another.
Better in the dark, huh?
Yeah.
Ain't you the fellow who's asking about Cy Smith?
What's it to you?
Okay, you feel that way upon
it. No, now wait. What do you know about it?
Something.
I don't remember talking to you.
You didn't. I heard you asking, though.
Well, why didn't you
talk? We could talk business better alone.
How much?
How much it worth to you?
$10.
What'd you say? Hannigan?
25. 50, no more.
Fair enough.
All right, what do you want to know?
Money first.
How do I know you got what I want?
Okay.
All right. Money first. Here you are. I haven't got my wallet. Laurie, have you got...
Of course.
30, 40, 50. Yeah, now what do you want to know?
2 days ago, Cy come down the street. Had $100 with him.
Uh-huh, where'd he get it?
Pay.
From who? The Rubo?
No.
No, he was smarter than that. Who?
Vincenetta.
That's worth $50. Come on, Laurie.
See you around.
Sure. Whisper the can of Sterno sometime. Come on, Laurie. Vince Sonnetta. The name rang a bell, but I couldn't get it placed. It was there in the back of my mind like a song you can't remember, but I couldn't get it out in the open. I didn't like to do it, but I had to take the chance. We went into the nearest drugstore and found a phone booth in the back behind a counter. If we played it real smart and Laurie did the talking, we might be able to get away with it.
Lieutenant Steele, please.
Come on.
They're getting him.
Take the night off again?
Hey, hello? Lieutenant Steele?
About time.
This is Laura Jones from the bullet... No, I haven't seen him. But
what's he want?
He knows I'm with you. No, I said I...
How?
Wait a minute. The last I saw him, he was standing in the hall with a gun... You must be mistaken, Lieutenant.
Come on, we're wasting time.
Honest, I haven't... All right, just a minute. He wants you.
You crazy?
He knows where to get her. He saw us at the movie.
Out of the way.
You're getting fat.
Women.
Steele?
You out of your head?
Now, wait a minute.
I'll hang you up by the thumb.
Steele.
I'll put you away for 20 years.
I didn't do it, Steele.
If I ever get a hold of you...
I didn't do it.
Where are you?
Never mind.
I said where
and
are
if you?
You
have this call, Trace, so
I
help...
I don't operate that way, Hannigan, and you know it. If I can't outsmart a bonehead reporter, what'd you run away for?
I had to.
Sure.
I did.
You pulled a lot of fat head stunts in your day, Hannigan, but this is the worst.
You gotta believe me.
Why?
Because you know I wouldn't kill anyone.
This was supposed to be my day off. Would you like to hear about my day off? Gloria and I were supposed to go to the beach, but what happens? She has to work, and I have to sit in a one-room apartment all day with the humidity at 96%.
Oh, that's...
Well, then we go to an air-conditioned movie to get away from the heat, and what happens? Some joker sits about 10 seats away, and all he does is eat rattle paper and talk.
I was
so
hungry.
So then we get out on the street, and I stop to buy a paper, and what's plastered all over the front page but that silly Irish map of yours? Then the light goes on.
Steele.
If I'd only known it was you in the movie.
Steele.
Now I'm back here in the station. We've got a general alarm out for you, and it was some day off, huh?
Steele.
Yeah.
I need some help.
Help? I wouldn't help
you. Now listen
you
to me.
If you were the last Irishman on earth.
Now listen.
And another thing. When we pick you up, I'm going to throw the book at you. So help me.
Listen.
What?
What do you know about Vince Sonnetta?
Why?
What do you know about it?
He was a two-bit gunman. Got mixed up in a smuggling racket about 10 years ago and was sent up for 15 years. Why?
That's it. Is he out yet?
I don't know. Why?
Jim, a police car just pulled up out front.
What?
A police car.
You had this call, Trace Steele.
Oh, Hannigan.
I won't forget this. Come on, Laurie.
Here they come.
Out the side door.
Hey, hey, hey.
Now run. Vince Sonnetta. I knew I'd heard the name before. Probably out on good behavior, or maybe even made a break. I didn't know. I spent the night in a cheap hotel on the west side, and first thing in the morning I went over to the pool room where Agnetta used to hang out. But he hadn't been there for days. I was lucky, and I bought his address from a rack boy for $10. I beat it over to a tenement on the Lower East Side, but the landlady told me he hadn't been there since yesterday. Then I remembered the shack on the west shore of Staten Island that had been used as a drop back in the smuggling days. I called Laurie, and she picked me up in her car at Times Square. She wanted to come along, but the pace was getting too hot, so I put her in a cab and headed for Staten Island. There was a cop at the ferry entrance, so I went back to the Brooklyn Bridge and took the 69th Street ferry for the island. Things were going too smooth. I drove out along the west shore till there was nothing but me in the dunes. Through Green Ridge, then about 5 miles past New Springville, I saw it. One of those old, weather-beaten houses with a lot of gingerbread. All the shutters were drawn and not a sign of life anywhere. I pulled into the yard.
Hey, somebody's home. Cut it out!
I want to talk to you, Agnetta.
Beat it, Carter.
I'm no cop.
Beat it.
I'm Jim Hannigan from the Bulletin.
Who?
Hannigan from the Bulletin.
Stand down. Okay. Go to the front door. It's open.
Where are you?
In here. What do you want?
What happened to you?
DeRubo tried to knock me over last night.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
How'd you get out here?
I got ways.
Hurt bad?
Six slugs in me.
I better get you to a doctor.
Get back.
Okay.
What do you want?
What do you know about Cyrus P. Smith?
Well, he...
What?
I ain't talking.
I know you set him up for the job.
So?
Who killed him? Come on, Agneta, who are you shielding?
Get back.
Why did DeRubo have you gunned?
Afraid I talk.
That doesn't make sense.
What?
He's afraid you'll talk, so he has you shot down, and now you won't talk.
So?
What are you shielding him for?
Why should I help you?
Now look, Agneta, unless I get you to a doctor, you'll probably die. And I'll never be able to get DeRubo.
Supposing I don't croak.
You're dying on your feet right now.
Shut up!
See?
Get back! Okay. Okay, what do you want?
Who killed the old man?
I did.
You?
Yeah. But DeRubo said it was a soft touch. See? Just routine. But then when I found out there was a big fish like you in the line, I wanted more dough. Always that way. Knock over some little guy nobody cares about. Gets hushed up in a hurry, that's easy. Get a big shot mixed up in it and everything goes haywire. Takes dough. I've been in it before. I know.
DeRubo wouldn't pay and try to kill you so you wouldn't talk.
Yeah. Get back. Not taking me in.
I don't want you, Agneta. I want the big guy. If you sign a statement, I'll see it goes easy on you.
No.
Agneta. Dead. Now what? Phone. There must be a phone around here. I called Laurie and told her what to do. Then I beat it back to town. The guy at the ferry wanted to know how my windshield got busted, and I told him somebody took a shot at me. He said I was lucky I didn't get hit. I was back in town by 4 o'clock and went right over to DeRubo's apartment. The doorman said he wasn't in, so I went up and waited. Amazing how many doors a $10 bill will open. It was one of those real lush joints, all glass and chromium, with a potted palm every 5 feet. I'd been there about a half an hour when I heard his key in the lock. Not surprised.
No.
I said I'd see you again.
I've been expecting you.
Oh.
I thought you'd be here sooner.
I was tied up.
Yeah. Well, what do you want?
Plenty.
Drink?
No. We won't have time.
We're going someplace?
Right down to the paper. I want to get the story before the cops do.
You acting pretty sure of yourself.
I know some things you don't.
Like what?
I found Vince Agneta. Alive.
I was worried about Vince.
And he talked plenty.
I'd like to see Agneta.
Don't worry. He's where you'll never find him.
Now I know you're not bluffing.
Agneta hired Cy Smith for $100. Smith came to my office and got me out in the hall. Agneta shot him, but he thought it was a pushover. When he found out it was bigger than that, he came to you for more money. When you wouldn't give it to him, he threatened to talk, so your boys took him out for a little air. But it didn't work.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah, that's right. Want any more?
No. You'll make mistakes, too.
I thought of that. Put the gun away.
What stops me if I shoot you now?
My office knows where I am. If I'm not back at the paper by 5 o'clock, they'll have you picked up for my murder. Now, we got 10 minutes. What are you going to do, DeRubo?
What can I do? You think of everything.
Yeah, I thought you'd be smart. You've already got two murders against you.
Two?
Yeah.
Who? Smith and who? Agneta, maybe? Huh? I knew you was bluffing, smart boy.
You mean that?
Here to teach you punk. It's you. Let go. Scum.
I am.
Drop it. Drop it. Hey.
Now, just you and me.
All right, punk.
Well, this is better.
Smart boy.
No guns. Just us. Now get up, you punk. You got more coming.
No, the Hannigan, please kill you. No, no, stop it, stop it.
Kill you?
I'll kill you. No. No, stop it, stop it. I'll do anything, anything you say, anything. Hannigan, please.
I've gone through a lot to get this story. Now come on, smart boy.
Is your shoulder all right?
That's okay.
Let me help you walk.
Oh, stop with your fussing.
Mean old man. Oh, there, see?
All right.
I love the excitement just before the curtain goes up.
Yeah, yeah.
I can hardly wait to hear. I've never been in a... You're not even listening, Jim.
There's Big Boss Scully.
Where?
Over there. With all the wheels from Universal Steel.
Hannigan.
Huh?
You promised.
But there might be a...
No more stories, remember?
Oh, Josie.
No more playing with dynamite. I want people to like you.
Oh, okay.
And no more underworld connection.
I said okay.
That's better. There go the house lights. I'd still like to know where you got the tickets. I would.
You're bothering all the
well,
people.
Well, I would.
Okay, okay. Derubo.
Title, Inside Story, a good example of what you get for a nickel in your evening newspaper. Well, friends, if you like Jim's story, why not come back again next week? I'll have a man who tried to build a new life by building the strangest house in the world. I like to call it Gateway. So, until next week, this is John Steele, saying a life of adventure is yours for the taking, wherever you find it. Only, don't look for it. It may find you. Well, goodbye and good hunting. John Steele, Adventurer, is produced by Robert Monroe, written and directed by Elliot Drake. Grant Richards was heard as Jim. Also in our cast were Charlotte Lawrence, Ross Martin, Jack Arison, and Earl George. Don Douglas is John Steele. Musical effects were created by Doc Whipple, and your announcer has been Ted Melly. Remember, next week, Mutual presents Gateway, another story of suspense and action from the files of John Steele, Adventurer. This program came from New York. To bring listeners the most up-to-the-minute reports on happenings of importance all over the world, Mutual presents veteran commentators on the news every night, Monday through Saturday. Weekday evenings brings Gabriel Heater, the man who's a must for millions, as well as Bill Henry in a five-minute news capsule, and Frank Edwards, who reports on the domestic and foreign scene with penetrating insight. And on Saturday nights, the man who eyewitnesses accounts of wartime action brought him well-deserved fame, Cecil Brown, reports to Mutual listeners on current newsmaking events. All these men, where you hear the announcer say, "This is the Mutual Broadcasting System."